Jesus Christ, and Satan unites with Protestants and papists, acting in consort with them as the God of this world, dictating to men as if they were the subjects of his kingdom to be handled and governed and controlled as he pleases. Then she quotes from Jeremiah 25, 30 to 33, and she says this, "The foregoing thoughts are just a few which I have written out in a crude way. It is not necessary for me to go into further particulars. I know you will understand these things. The reason why I write thus is that others, who know not what they are about, may come to their senses. The Lord has given each man his appointed work, but the special work called medical missionary work is absorbing so much that the greater and far more essential and important work of giving the message of warning to the world has been hindered. This message is to be proclaimed at our camp meetings, and in a most earnest and decided manner, the trumpet is to give a certain sound." So brothers and sisters, Sister White, when speaking about the issues connected with how Protestant America is fully going to disconnect from righteousness and through the satanic leading of the dragon power and the papal power, force the legislators to pass a Sunday law and begin to persecute God's people. She says this is the message above the other messages that are important in Adventism that is to be emphasized at our camp meetings and at places where we go and speak. Now, I want to say again, we're not trying to downplay medical missionary work, but we are trying to emphasize that the truths that we're discussing here are solemn and serious. Some people have placed the three powers in Revelation 16 that lead the world to Armageddon off in the future, and what we're seeking to demonstrate here briefly is that these spiritual influences from these three powers are already actively bringing a catalyst into their own particular movements that's taking their people to Armageddon as we speak. Now, you'll notice there when she was speaking about how the Protestants of the United States would unite with civil power, she says, "Those who refuse to hear God's message of warning will be under strong delusion." And one of the things that we want to emphasize here at the beginning of our study of the false prophet of Revelation 16 is that anyone that would take the time to look at the condition of Protestant America would realize that they've already set themselves up for strong delusion. They've developed a criteria for identifying